Hello, and welcome to this audio recording, which is designed specifically to help you using some of the processes from the Feldenkrais method intermingled with NLP and trance induction processes from hypnotherapy. I've launched this process up on the Feldenkrais Downloads project website because I felt that it was useful to get some of this information out to the public, to you guys who have chronic pain, who want to find out if there are ways in which you can make changes to your pain. I've been using these processes with people who suffer from conditions like multiple sclerosis, fibromyalgia, chronic pain following disc injury, fractures, neuromas, etc., etc. And I've found that in general, people report back that using these processes, they become more in control of their symptoms. And they find that the experiences of the pain that they have are lower, that they feel better, and that they feel more in control. So, to start off with, anybody out there who's suffering from pain, you're in with a big band of people. Lots and lots of people all over the world suffer from pain. And we know that pain is real. Even though we can use processes to describe pain as what the patient says that they have, we can use programs on pain reduction methods, etc. Your pain is your pain. You feel it. It's there. It's real. And as one of my clients said to me recently, although I do believe in all of these body-mind approaches, can I just really reinforce to you? This pain isn't in my mind. I'm not making it up. It's real, you know. And as I said to her, yes, I know. It's a symptom. It's something that you're feeling. And it's something that's there. It's real for you. It exists. You can feel it and it hurts. So we're going to be using some processes today to enable us to have a bit of a better understanding and control of our pain. And the first processes that we're going to be using are from the Feldenkrais method. So let me introduce those. A Feldenkrais approach differs from a physiotherapy approach or a medical approach or even a psychotherapy approach because a Feldenkrais method approach starts from the place of accepting who you are. The Feldenkrais approach takes account that most of us are doing what we do because it's all that we can really think or feel or know how to do. It may not be that we haven't learned other ways to do things in the past, but it might be that we've become so much into one habit that it's the thing that's familiar for us to do. It's easy for us to do. Now, with regard to pain, chronic pain, we know that neuroscience, using MRI scans and all sorts of up-to-date methods and ways of measuring, which weren't around 10, 15 years ago, we know that when the neuroscientists look at the brain patterns of people who have pain, what they report as pain, a nauseous, noxious, toxic, horrible sensation. We know that there's a difference between the first time that you experience a symptom from a certain area and what happens when you begin to start to get symptoms or sensations or stirrings or initiations or however you might want to call it, the first way that a sensation of pain is triggered off through your system is different from when that same area has been triggered time after time after time. We know that by the time your system has been triggered, tens, twenties, thirties, forties, however many times, part of what happens is almost like a habit response in the brain. And it's something that we don't realize that we do. We do it unconsciously when we see people around us. So unconsciously, if something's happened in the past, let's say somebody's picked you up and swung you around and you felt, I don't know, sick or uncomfortable. At an unconscious level, you'll remember that. And then maybe at a later time, when you go on a fairground ride or something similar where you're picked up and swung around, you feel nauseous, you can really associate back into something that you had happen in the past, but you may not realize that that's what you're doing. All you know is you don't want to have it repeated again. And gradually, over time, as we layer in more and more of these experiences, which at an unconscious level are linking in to things that have happened to us in the past negatively, we can begin to develop phobias, fears, something that we might consider to be completely irrational. Why is it I don't like heights? Why is it I don't like going in lifts? Why? And we question ourselves, because we can't remember why it is that we're doing what we're doing, but our system knows. Our body-mind system knows. And the same thing happens with pain. Pain is real. Pain is something that you feel. However, it may be that the method, the way in which you're feeling all those different feelings, is actually a habit. It's an interesting thought. It might be that the stimulus doesn't bear any real reflection on the toxic nature of what's going on. So a very small amount of irritation, for example, if somebody has had a disc problem, sciatica in the past, and they've had really severe pain, and they've really found that it's hurt to move and walk. The way in which we create that sensation of pain is through a pattern in our central nervous system. And if that pattern is triggered off, if we run that program, for want of a better way of describing it, if we run that program regularly, after a while, it can take virtually nothing to run that program. So that the amount of stimulus at core can send off and trigger off that whole program. And this is the first place to be beginning to start to work with. And the reason that this is the first place to begin to start to work with is because I believe that those people who've had chronic pain, those people who've got acute pain, this is going to be a pattern or a habit that you're going to tend to produce again in the future. And that if you can learn how to manage some of these responses, it will put you in control. But that it may be at certain times, under certain stimuluses, because this way of doing things is so habituated, it's so much of a habit into your system, we may not be able to guarantee to our patients, to our clients, to people that we work with, that this symptom, this feeling of pain, is not going to recur. However, it may be telling you more about your own system and how much you're needing to perhaps fall back onto habits and patterns that have served you well and you know how to do, and that at times of stress, you tend to fall into more effortlessly and easily. So bring yourself to lie on the floor or sit in a chair, or indeed allow yourself to be in a way that you can be, to be with at least of the symptoms. The first place that we're going to start is to reinforce again this neuroscience, this evidence-based, this scientifically proven and shown way that we create pain. And as I'm sitting here recording this, let me tell you, I've injured my back in the past. I've had symptoms of pain and goodness knows what else from an injury site on the right hand side at the bottom part of my back that I've had for 25 years. And I know how to do it. I know how to bring my symptoms on. And I know that it's a pattern. And I know that when I've had awareness through movement lessons, when I've had functional integration lessons from a practitioner who has taken me into my patterns, my habits, my physical patterns, that I've had my pain come on. So this is also just a little warning, if you like, to say that when you take yourself into your pattern, into your habit, you're most likely to be beginning to bring on to your symptoms. So let's accept that you have this sensation, which is nasty, and it is something that somehow you have brought on inside yourself. And this is the first stage. So as you're sitting relaxing, what I'd like you to do is just to spend a couple of minutes meditating, if you like, or a few seconds meditating on this idea that this pain I'm experiencing, that I've had before, so we're not talking about a new pain, we're talking about a pain, so something that you've had before, I'm triggering off my system to do the thing it always does. So as I'm in this position, what is it that I'm doing that's causing me to have this pain? Now there are certain things that we know that people can do. For example, it can be that you hold yourself in a certain position, you tense up, and why do we do that? Well, ask yourself, am I feeling threatened by this pain? Am I feeling scared by this pain? Is there anything I need to know about the cause of this pain to put my mind at rest? And this is important because if you have a worry or a fear that maybe this pain could be being caused by something more sinister, more worrying, you need to have the tests done that need to be done to show that there is nothing there. And even if there is something there, that's something that can be addressed in another CD. So as you're sitting relaxing, ask yourself, is there anything I'm worried about here? Any fear that I have that maybe something could have been missed? Have I had the tests but the person who gave me the results didn't really like the physician, or I just got given the results by the nurse or a PT or a junior doctor? Because it is important that we believe and have trust in the people who look after us. Ask yourself the question, is there anything that I don't understand about what it is that's going on with my system? And sometimes when we have an injury, sometimes things don't heal 100%. But we can usually operate with our system not at 100%. So ask yourself this question first, because if there's anything that's going on inside your system, and at whatever level of consciousness it may be, and remember back to what I said before, that's right, as you're sitting relaxing listening here, at whatever level of consciousness it may be, sometimes we don't even know we're reacting. So somebody reminds us of somebody we really didn't like when we were a little tiny child, we probably don't remember that first person, but we will react and respond to somebody maybe with dark hair or something or other, and we do this as an animal. And I have four dogs, and my dogs often react to people, especially my rescue dog. She'll look at them, and I can tell she's looking at them as if to say, do I know you? Have I seen you before? And it may be that there's something in the past that she does remember that I don't know about, or maybe she doesn't remember much about. But with your pain, it can be that you don't even realize that you're worried about something. So ask yourself that question. Is there anything more that I need to know about the cause of these symptoms? Do I really believe what I've been told? Do I think that there is something more going on in there? Because if you, at some level of consciousness, believe that there is something going on, that belief, that question needs to be addressed. So if you've heard people talking about processes that can help pain management and you'd like to try them, but deep inside you still wonder and worry whether it might not be that they missed something really sinister, that there could be something else going on in there, get it checked out. Go and get it checked out. Get the relaxation and reassurance that you need to know that, yeah, there really isn't anything there. And then we can begin to start to work on the process of your pain, which is a separate issue from the process of worrying or talking about conditions or diagnosis. So this is the end of the first stage. And the reason that I've done it in these stages is because I want you to be beginning to be really focused on working with these processes and moving yourself forward, as opposed to worrying about whether or not there is some underlying pathology that needs addressing. The underlying pathology should always be addressed through proper clinical diagnosis, x-rays, blood tests, MRI scans, CT scans, whatever it needs, so that we know there's nothing there. We don't want to be treating pain without treating the cause. But when we know that your surgeon, that your medical practitioner, when we know that your surgeon and your medical practitioner have assessed, carried out all these diagnostic tests, and there is nothing there that's sinister, that needs treatment for cancer or tumours or pressures or whatever, something that's going to get worse, something that's going to threaten your life, if there's nothing there that's going to threaten your life, then we can move on. So thank you very much for listening to stage one. I'd like you to spend a few moments after you finish listening to this recording just to get yourself into a real questioning state and say to yourself, do I really feel comfortable, really feel confident that there is going on inside this area that's causing my pain, exactly what it is, and that the surgeons have told me this and the doctors have told me this. And if you feel comfortable and confident, we can move on. So thank you very much for listening to this. And if you've got those questions answered, we can move on to stage two.